五，河南省新乡许昌2008至2009学年高三第一次调研考试。
Text 1. How long will it take to fix my watch?
I'll call you when it's ready, but it shouldn't take longer than a week. Text 2. Which cap did you finally decide to buy?
Well, I would have liked to buy the blue one, but it was $50, so I bought another one instead and saved $10.
Text 3. While you're at the library, Amanda, will you get the books on the list for me?
Certainly. I'll look them up, Charlie, but give me your library card.
But where is my wallet? Text 4. Could you tell me how to get to the Changcheng Hotel? I thought it was on the corner, but I seem to have made a mistake.
I'm sorry. Maybe you should try calling them.
Text 5. Excuse me, is this seat taken?
I don't think so. That man has had his lunch and left a few minutes ago. Text 6. What can I do for you?
It's about the new clerks you need for the offices. I'm wondering how many people you want to employ.
That depends on what you would like.
I think I'd need 30 hours a week, including some Saturdays. What do you think?
That's what I was thinking too. We don't want someone who has never worked in an office before.
Yes. It might be helpful if one could speak a second language.
That might prevent too many people asking for the jobs. What about the pay, David?
What do you think would be the best to offer?
I think it depends on experience. However, the best we could afford is about $9,000 per year. What can I do for you?
It's about the new clerks you need for the offices. I'm wondering how many people you want to employ.
That depends on what you would like.
I think I'd need 30 hours a week, including some Saturdays. What do you think?
That's what I was thinking too. We don't want someone who has never worked in an office before.
Yes. It might be helpful if one could speak a second language.
That might prevent too many people asking for the jobs. What about the pay, David?
What do you think would be the best to offer?
I think it depends on experience. However, the best we could afford is about $9,000 per year.
Text 7. What were you doing at 12 that night?
I was playing cards with my kids in the kitchen.
Do your kids always go to bed that late?
Not on weekdays.
Wasn't your husband with you then?
He was away on business in Seattle. He'll be back late this evening.
Anything unusual happen?
The light suddenly went out while we were playing. We remained silent at the table for some moments. After a while, we all heard glass breaking somewhere on the floor above.
Do you mean a window?
I'm not sure whether it was a window or a glass or something else.
Didn't any one of you hear a cry or a fight? Didn't you even consider going up for a look?
We were frightened at the beginning, and then went to bed, as it was quiet around.
What were you doing at 12 that night?
I was playing cards with my kids in the kitchen.
Do your kids always go to bed that late?
Not on weekdays.
Wasn't your husband with you then?
He was away on business in Seattle. He'll be back late this evening.
Anything unusual happen?
The light suddenly went out while we were playing. We remained silent at the table for some moments. After a while, we all heard glass breaking somewhere on the floor above.
Do you mean a window?
I'm not sure whether it was a window or a glass or something else.
Didn't any one of you hear a cry or a fight? Didn't you even consider going up for a look?
We were frightened at the beginning, and then went to bed, as it was quiet around. Text 8. Hey, you've got a new television.
Yeah, it was sent here yesterday. What do you think of it?
It's huge. It almost takes up the entire side of the room.
I know. But you don't think it's too big, do you?
I didn't say that. I mean, if you enjoy it, why not? What happened to your old TV, by the way?
It just stopped working last Friday. It was pretty old and didn't work well. I thought you can afford it. Why not get a new one?
It must have been expensive.
Well, not as much as you might think. I got it on sale for 50% off. $2,400.
What? You spent $1,200 on a TV? Do you think you watch TV that often?
Well, I don't. Do you think I should return it? If I do it within a week, I can get my money back.
Honestly, I think you should. That's too much money for a television.
I think you are right.
Hey, you've got a new television.
Yeah, it was sent here yesterday. What do you think of it?
It's huge. It almost takes up the entire side of the room.
I know. But you don't think it's too big, do you?
I didn't say that. I mean, if you enjoy it, why not? What happened to your old TV, by the way?
It just stopped working last Friday. It was pretty old and didn't work well. I thought you can afford it. Why not get a new one?
It must have been expensive.
Well, not as much as you might think. I got it on sale for 50% off. $2,400.
What? You spent $1,200 on a TV? Do you think you watch TV that often?
Well, I don't. Do you think I should return it? If I do it within a week, I can get my money back.
Honestly, I think you should. That's too much money for a television.
I think you are right.
Text 9. Good evening.
Hello. Do you have any spare rooms here at your hotel?
I believe there may be one. Did you make a reservation in advance?
No, we didn't.
Well, we just received word that one reservation has been canceled, so you arrived at a good time.
I suppose so. By the way, how much is the room?
It's $30, with a color TV and an extra bedroom. We have a pool in the back.
That's good. We need an extra bed for our two kids.
If you are satisfied, please step into our office to register.
Do you want the payment in advance?
That's our policy. I'm sure you understand.
Of course. What's the number of the unit?
Number 61 on the second floor, over on the right. Here's the key.
Thank you. I'll park my car over there first and get the family unloaded. Then I'll come right over to register.
Certainly, sir. Good evening.
Hello. Do you have any spare rooms here at your hotel?
I believe there may be one. Did you make a reservation in advance?
No, we didn't.
Well, we just received word that one reservation has been canceled, so you arrived at a good time.
I suppose so. By the way, how much is the room?
It's $30, with a color TV and an extra bedroom. We have a pool in the back.
That's good. We need an extra bed for our two kids.
If you are satisfied, please step into our office to register.
Do you want the payment in advance?
That's our policy. I'm sure you understand.
Of course. What's the number of the unit?
Number 61 on the second floor, over on the right. Here's the key.
Thank you. I'll park my car over there first and get the family unloaded. Then I'll come right over to register.
Certainly, sir. Text 10. The first thing I did when I woke up in the morning was watch the TV news. I could see that the situation was bad, and they showed a map where the fires were burning. Outside, in the garden, I couldn't see the sun, as the sky was full of smoke. I decided I'd better prepare to leave. My son was staying in town, and my husband was abroad, so it was up to me to decide what to do. I packed a suitcase of clothes in another case of useful things. It's difficult in this kind of situation to know what to take with you. So I took my passport, my bank book, and all the money I had. Out in the garden, the sky was getting blacker, and the wind, which had been blowing hard for 2 days, was getting stronger. I could now hear the sound of the fire, which was only a mile or two away. I got into my car and drove down the road. The smoke was thick, and at times it was difficult to see the road. Animals were running across the road, trying to escape the fire. 5 miles down the road, I came to a long bridge over the river. Once on the other side, I knew I was safe. Text 10. The first thing I did when I woke up in the morning was watch the TV news. I could see that the situation was bad, and they showed a map where the fires were burning. Outside, in the garden, I couldn't see the sun, as the sky was full of smoke. I decided I'd better prepare to leave. My son was staying in town, and my husband was abroad, so it was up to me to decide what to do. I packed a suitcase of clothes and another case of useful things. It's difficult in this kind of situation to know what to take with you. So I took my passport, my bank book, and all the money I had. Out in the garden, the sky was getting blacker, and the wind, which had been blowing hard for 2 days, was getting stronger. I could now hear the sound of the fire, which was only a mile or two away. I got into my car and drove down the road. The smoke was thick, and at times, it was difficult to see the road. Animals were running across the road, trying to escape the fire. 5 miles down the road, I came to a long bridge over the river. Once on the other side, I knew I was safe.